Among the audit's findings are that 90% of families are satisfied with their virtual school, and virtual school students scored higher in reading but lower in math than public school students. The audit also says all 15 virtual schools are nearing capacity. That has Julie Thompson, vice president of the Wisconsin Coalition of Virtual School Families, calling for an end of the state's enrollment limits of 5,250 students.
When we have informal talks with lawmakers, they've always told us, well, we got to wait for the audit to come out. We heard that over and over. So now the audit's here. The audit is good. The audit shows these schools are working. So now the lawmakers no longer have that excuse. So hopefully some of them will come on board and help us get rid of this cap.
Representative Brett Davis has sent out a statement saying he has a bill to do just that. The Oregon Republican wants the legislature to act on it before it adjourns this spring. John Johnson is Director of Education Information Services for the Department of Public Instruction. He says while the cap is a legislative matter, he suggests it's not as pressing an issue compared to others raised in the audit.
The audit talked about there could be issues with the cap in a few years. Last year, we worked through the open enrollment period and basically had far more students who applied but did not enroll.
Johnson says instead the DPI looks forward to working with lawmakers on the audit's recommendations. These include reviews of special education services in virtual schools and making sure teachers are sufficiently licensed and teaching at appropriate grade levels and subjects. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.